In the December 2012 New Mexico Legislative Finance Committee newsletter, it stated, the State Employee Health Benefits Fund is projected to run out of money to pay claims in 2014 unless premiums are raised and benefits are cut. The state fund covers nearly 75,000 people if you include employees and dependents. In that same newsletter, it was announced that AJ Forty was appointed Risk Management Division Director. The division is in charge of managing the Employee Health Benefits Fund. According to Forty, something had to be done after 5 years of no raises in the premiums and no new plan designs. His department decided that in order to keep the state fund solvent, they needed to raise premiums 15% and charged an annual deductible of $350. He said changes with the plan were communicated to state employees through a couple of ways.
So we educated all state employees either through in-person open enrollment meetings, or they can always refer online to the risk management website to get the details of the plan and the plan redesign.
Connie Durr, interim executive director of the New Mexico chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, said her union was not involved in much discussion regarding the rate change.
I mean, there was no discussion with the unions about it. Everything has just been imposed, even though there's collective bargaining and they have an obligation to bargain with the unions. The administration is just one-sided.
AJ Forty said there are only two options when trying to bring revenue to the plan, and that is through increased premiums and plan redesign. The increase just took effect yesterday, so more time may need to pass for some employees to realize the impact of how much they are now paying for health benefits. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.